You're listening to a special podcast edition of Fourth Estate, the show where journalists talk journalism. Coming to you from 2SER in Sydney on Gadigal lands of the Eora Nation, my name's Nina Copel. The 2018 budget has been released into the world and it brings bad news for the nation's public broadcaster. The government will freeze indexation of the ABC from July 2019, which is set to cost $84 million over 3 years. Here at Fourth Estate, we wanted to know what this would mean for the ABC. So my very knowledgeable co-host, Peter Frey, caught up for a coffee with Professor Ed Davis. He's the president of the New South Wales and ACT Committee of ABC Friends. And Peter started off their chat by asking if the budget had caught him by surprise.
I'm not sure that I was very surprised, but I was disappointed, appalled and angry with the cut.
Is it too early to fully understand, or do you have an early understanding of what the cuts will mean to the service of the ABC?
The ABC has had its funding cut now for 30 years. So it's at something like a third of its real levels 30 years ago. Those who know the ABC see so much of it. It looks as if it's held together by bits of elastoplast. I think these cuts will mean that the ABC will not be able to do the things that it should be doing. It won't be able to maintain the high quality that we expect of the ABC.
So, following on from that, friends of the ABC with both a capital F and a small f, can they ever trust this government again?
I think the friends and all friends of the ABC, and there's just lots of them, the ABC is regarded as a national treasure, and that's really not in dispute. We should never trust governments. We've got to keep up pressure. We've got to continually remind governments of the importance of really good public broadcasting. And public broadcasting, it's well established, is absolutely vital to the quality of life of most Australians, and it's absolutely essential for our democracy.
So, given that the ABC is funded through the largesse of the Treasury, is it time that we in this country had a serious conversation about alternative ways of funding the ABC?
I would like to see ABC funding at more generous levels. At the moment, it is 0.3% of government revenue. 0.3%. That is not a big hit on the public purse. Certainly not for what it should be delivering in terms of news and information to our citizens to keep our democracy alive. I'm not sure that we should go down a road, or we can go down a road, where the funding is independently sourced, like a license fee or whatever. I'm not sure that that will happen in Australia. I would just like to see major parties commit themselves to the ABC's independence and the SBS's independence. That to me seems to be the viable road.
Do you think there are votes lost in being nasty to the ABC, or do you think that the coalition in a sense sees the ABC as an easy target insofar as it kind of trends to the left and they all vote Labour anyway?
I think it'd be ridiculous to think that everybody who loves the ABC votes left. That obviously can't be the case, otherwise we'd have kind of a 80% left vote at every election. The government is obviously put under pressure by the Murdoch group and other groups who want to see the ABC diminished, because they then think that they'll do better out of it. There are all sorts of groups who hate the ABC. My faith is that there's a much larger group in Australia who recognise the value of the ABC, want to see it properly funded, and want to see it independent.
Finally, do you think Mitch Fifield hates the ABC?
I wouldn't have thought that he hates the ABC, but I think he's under enormous pressure from some of the wilder groups within the coalition who apply pretty ferocious pressure on him around the ABC. And unfortunately, the Duttons and others, they obviously carry a large stick.
Professor Davis, thank you.
That was Professor Ed Davis, President of the New South Wales and ACT Committee of ABC Friends, chatting with my co-host Peter Frey. Thanks for listening to this special podcast edition of Fourth Estate. For more discussion and analysis about this topic and more, keep your eyes peeled for the next podcast to drop. Peter Frey will be back in the host seat for another new panel of journalists talking journalism this week. Until next time, I'm Nina Copel.